Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to the first ever episode of London Ask and Answered, the podcast that delves into the fascinating world of one of the globe's most vibrant cities. I'm your host, Sasha, here to guide you through the city's bustling streets and historic lanes that have been charming visitors for centuries. In this debut episode, I am focusing on you first-time travelers to the city. With its iconic landmarks, brawling neighborhoods, and intricate transit systems, London can be overwhelming at first glance. But fear not, I'm here to unravel the city's mysteries and give you the inside scoop to transform your trip from good to unforgettable. I've gathered your burning questions through my website and social media, and today I'll be answering three of the most frequently asked questions by first-time travelers. I'll discuss everything from the best time to visit the iconic Tower of London to tips on navigating the Tube. Finally, I'll help you discover hidden gems that most tourist guides don't mention. So, buckle up and let's embark on this exciting journey together. Welcome to London Ask and Answered. London, the vibrant heart of England, is a city brimming with history, culture, and unmistakable allure. With its storied buildings, sprawling parks, and iconic landmarks, it's no surprise that millions of tourists flock to this city each year. But with so much to see and do, where do you start? Fear not, my dear traveler, as I have compiled a list of the bustling metropolis's 10 must-see attractions. So, grab your umbrella, this is England after all, and let's embark on our journey. Hold on to your crowns! Our first stop takes us to the iconic Tower of London, the imposing fortress that has stood on the north bank of the River Thames since the 11th century. You step into the past as you explore the centuries old White Tower, marvel at the crown jewels, and meet the famous beef eaters. Be sure to join one of the Yeoman Water Tours for a humorous yet informative look at the tower's rich history. And who knew? Learning about torture and beheadings could be so much fun. Next, we venture to the British Museum, home to an astonishing collection over 8 million works. The Rosetta Stone, the Elgin Marbles, and the Egyptian mummies are just a few of the treasures you'll find here. And the best part? Admission is free. Just be prepared for a workout. This museum is massive. A journey to London would never be complete without a visit to Buckingham Palace, the official residence of the King. If you time your visit right, you can witness the changing of the guard, a colorful display of British pomp and pageantry. Remember to take a selfie with the stoic fur-headed guards. They won't crack a smile, but I bet you will. But remember, do not touch them or get too near. Or you might end up on the next TikTok for getting yelled at by one of the guards. Suppose you're traveling during the summer months, you're in for a treat. In that case, you are in luck and you can visit the state rooms of Buckingham Palace, which are absolutely fantastic. Up next, we ascend to new heights on the London Eye. This giant Ferris wheel offers a bird's eye view of the city. On a clear day, you can see very, very far. Each rotation takes about 30 minutes, giving you ample time to spot the city's landmarks and snap some breathtaking photos. If you buy tickets, consider adding fast-track tickets to them. This allows you to jump the line, which can take on some days, especially in the summer months, about 30 to 90 minutes. If you are still craving panoramic views, head to the Shard, West End's Europe's tallest building, and one of my absolute favorites here in London. The 72nd floor, known as the View from the Shard, provides a 360-degree vistas of London that are truly unparalleled. It's a perfect spot for a romantic evening or a contemplative moment amidst the city's hustle and bustle. So enjoy a cocktail or a glass of champagne and enjoy the sunset. The views are breathtaking. Now that we have seen London from above, let's dive into the city's heart at Covent Garden. You find a delightful mix of shops, restaurants, pubs and street performers here. Also, check out the Apple Market for unique antiques, handmade crafts and delicious food stalls. The Royal Opera House is also just around the corner for all your ballet and opera aficionados. For our art and design enthusiasts, a trip to the Victoria and Albert Museum is a must. With over 2.3 million objects spanning 5,000 years of human creativity, it's a feast for your eyes. Be sure to check out the stunning fashion gallery and the breathtaking cast courts. And if you need a break from the urban jungle, Hyde Park, London's most magnificent open space, is the perfect place to unwind. This large Grade One listed park, established by Henry VIII in 1536, is an urban oasis that spans 315 acres. You can go boating on the Serpentine, visit the Princess Diana Memorial Fountain, or simply enjoy a leisurely stroll. The park has a fascinating history. It was initially used as a hunting ground, has been a place of duels among the nobility, has seen major protests, and has hosted large-scale music concerts. One of its iconic spots is Speaker's Corner, a testament to the freedom of speech and a venue for open-air public speaking debate and discussing since 1872. And if you're feeling adventurous, why not travel down the white gravel carriage track known as Rotten Row? This was the first road in London to be lit at night, done so to deter highwaymen in the 18th century. Next on our list, we journey to Westminster Abbey, a breathtaking Gothic church steeped in more than 1,000 years of history. This UNESCO World Heritage Site has been the setting for every coronation since 1066. It is the final resting place of 17 monarchs. As you wander through its hallowed halls, you'll be awestruck by the stunning stained glass, intricate stone carvings, and the Poet's Corner, which pays homage to the likes of Shakespeare, Chaucer, and Dickens. Last but not least, we venture north to Camden Market. This bustling spot is a treasure trove of eclectic stalls selling vintage clothing, handcrafted jewelry, artwork, and mouth-watering street food. Whether you're searching for the perfect souvenir or just want to soak up the atmosphere, Camden Market is a feast for the senses. And there you have it. These are my top 10 must-see attractions in London. So whether you are a history buff, an art lover, a foodie, or simply someone who enjoys exploring new places, London has something for everyone. Now, it's time to start your adventure in this incredible city. All I can say is happy exploring. Also, have a look in the show notes. You will find the links to the London Ask and Answer ticket shop powered by my partner Golden Tours, where you can get all entry tickets for most of the...
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And now it's time for your questions. The first one comes from Jane from Austin, Texas, asking, when is the best time to visit the Tower of London? And is it worth it? Jane, the Tower of London is always worth it. The Tower of London is a historic castle located on the north bank of the River Thames in central London. It has a history spanning over 1,000 years. It has served various purposes, including a royal palace, prison, treasury, and even a zoo. And as I had said before, learning about beheadings and torture was never so much fun. There's also the mystery of the two missing princes. The best time to visit the Tower of London largely depends on your preferences. If you're not a fan of crowds, try to arrive early as possible, ideally right when it opens at 9 a.m. This will give you a chance to explore the premises before the majority of tourists arrive. You have more space to yourself, and the staff will likely be more available to answer any questions you might have. And it is perfect if you want to see the crown jewels. Later on the day, the line to see the crown jewels can be very long, and it might take 30 to 40 minutes before you can enter the jewel house. If you're more interested in the Beef Eater tours, which I highly recommend for the entertaining and informative commentary, the first tour starts at 10 a.m. from Tuesday to Saturday and at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday and Monday. The day's final tour starts at 3:30 p.m. and it takes place during the opening hours. So go out, Jane, and have fun. Peter from Amsterdam asks, do you have any tips for London's underground? Great question, Peter. London's public transportation system, known as the Tube, is a fast and efficient way to get around the city. But for the first-time visitors, it can seem overwhelming. First of all, get an Oyster card. This is a smart card you can use to travel on bus, tube, tram, DLR, London Overground, TfL Rail, and most national rail services in London. It's cheaper than buying single paper tickets and can be topped up with credit as needed. Plan your journey. Use the Transport for London, the TfL website, or the City Mapper app to plan your journey ahead of time. These tools will show you the quickest routes, any potential service disruptions, and the estimated travel time. I highly recommend downloading the City Mapper app on your phone, which is an absolutely gem. Mind the gap. You hear this phrase a lot. It's a safety warning to remind passengers to be aware of the space between the train door and the platform. So it's not just a joke when you hear mind the gap. And I cannot stress this enough. Stand on the right on the escalator. If you do not want to take on the wrath of London commuters, then stay on the right. Always stand on the right to allow those in a hurry to pass on the left when using the escalators. So keeping these tips in mind, Peter, you will navigating the tube in a breeze. Angela from Nebraska asks, are there any hidden gems? Well, Angela, there are a lot of hidden gems, and I promise you over time I will reveal every single one of them. But unfortunately, it would make this episode hours long. Let's move on to those hidden gems that most tourist guides don't mention. While London's iconic landmarks are a must-see, there's so much more to the city waiting to be discovered. For example, Leadenhall Market. This covered market dates back to the 14th century and was used as Diagon Alley in the Harry Potter films. It's a great place to grab a bite, to eat, or shop for unique souvenirs. Then we've got Little Venice. Just north of Paddington lies a tranquil canal area known as Little Venice. It's an excellent place for a quiet stroll or a boat trip, with several pubs and restaurants lining the waterways. I highly recommend you book a boat ride from Little Venice to Camden Market. It is fun, quiet, and you might see a few members from the London Zoo. There's also Postman's Park. The small park in the City of London is home to the unique Watts Memorial, a Victorian monument dedicated to heroic men and women who died while saving others. It's a peaceful spot that's perfect for a picnic. The Rupert Street Conservation Area. The charming area in Lambeth is known for its beautiful preserved 19th century houses. Named after John Rupert, who owned the land in the early 19th century, Rupert Street was developed in the 1820s and 1830s, during the Georgian period. The original inhabitants were likely individuals with professions such as builders, joiners, printers, furniture makers, settlers, blacksmiths, clothing makers, butchers, bakers, teachers, or nurses. Interesting facts, Rupert Street was once home to the world's first circus in the 18th century, started by a former cavalry sergeant named Philip Astley. Charles Dickens is also said to have been a frequent visitor to the street and used it as inspiration for some of his works. In addition, it has been a popular filming location and has been referenced in literature and music. Today, the street is known for its well-preserved Georgian architecture and its strong sense of community. Many of these buildings have been beautifully preserved, and it's home to local businesses such as the King's Arms pub and a cake shop called Conditor. The area is a designated conservation area, and the residents are actively involved in preserving its unique character. The street is public and is free to visit. The best time to visit depends on your preferences and the specific experience you are looking for. But the street is beautiful year-round. Well, folks, that's my show for today. We've seen some of the most incredible sights, embarked on an adventure-filled tower visit, and even discovered a hidden gem of this fantastic city. But guess what? There's still so much more to explore, and I can't wait to do it together with you on the next episode of London Ask and Answered. If you have any burning questions about London weather, where to find the best fish and chips, or how to navigate the tube during rush hour, I'm here for you. Shoot me an email at hello@londonask.com or drop me a line on WhatsApp by sending a text or voicemail to 0044-7700-182299. You can also send me a message directly through my website, londonask.com/ask. I'm eager to hear your questions and help you make the most of your London adventure. And hey, guess what? There's more! For all you eager beavers who just can't wait for the next episode, I've got something special for you. The London Ask and Answered, your comprehensive travel guide to the Big Smoke, is now available for pre-order. Yes, you heard it right. You can grab your copy in paperback or ebook format, available everywhere books are sold. It's like having a little piece of this podcast right in your pocket, ready to guide you through the fantastic city of London at any time. So, get those questions coming, pre-order your travel guide, and keep that London spirit alive. Until we meet again, remember, London is not just a city, it's an experience, and I am here to help you live it to the fullest. Until next time, as we say in good old Blighty, cheerio!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.